off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Where are we? Are we in L.A.?
No, we're in North Dakota. And only those passengers deemed fit to fly will go on to Los Angeles. And you're not one of them.
Wanna fly, fly, fly on it. Can I vibe, vibe, vibe on it? Fly, 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 fly on it.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Dennis, navigating the latest aviation news and information and just sharing our latest flying adventures. That's kind of what it's been last week. We've been going all over the place lately. After we got back from the Affordable Flying Expo there in Lakeland at Sun and Fun Grounds, I went to work at our big annual dive event here in Orlando. And so I've been kind of out of pocket, and Dennis met me at the end of the week, but you've been flying back and forth all over the state until we connected late in the week. Isn't that right, Dennis?
Well, that's right. I mean, I flew up to DEMA. I came and joined you at the show, and, you know, I'm not driving 4 hours to Orlando on a Friday when I can, fly. I wound up flying into Kissimmee because I was looking at it's like whether I went into Orlando International, Orlando Exec, or Kissimmee. It was literally the same ground mileage to get to the convention center just because of where it's located.
Yes. And I mean, I live in Orlando, and when I go down and do this event at the Orange County Convention Center, I literally go down there and move into the area and don't go back and forth each day because it's a nightmare traffic-wise.
I can concur.
Yeah.
It took me longer to take an Uber from the convention center to get back to Kissimmee, which is only like 13 miles. Than it did to fly from Fort Myers to Kissimmee.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that'll happen. Yeah, we have this little problem with the theme parks and tourists and stuff that kind of make the area a little tricky there on the southern side of downtown Orlando. So it is what it is. But yeah, the fact that you even were able to get back up and back home in the same day, that's pretty impressive. And you were there for some of the events that day. We had a good little visit. And it just goes back to, once again, the benefits of general aviation, popping into a little town, doing this, you know, whether it's a $100 hamburger or a major diving event that you're able to go and participate in and get back and cover it in a day. That's impressive stuff.
I'll be honest. I think it was actually cheaper to fly the plane than it would have been if I would have drove, because to be to the show, I would have had to either leave, you know, like 4 a.m. to try to get to the show for opening.
Right.
Or come up the night before. And if you do that, now you're looking at, you know, a couple $100 for a hotel room. Mm-hmm. Still got the 4 hour car ride, extra meals, all that kind of stuff. Where instead, I just, you know, departed at 7 a.m. from my house to Kissimmee, which was 45 minutes, and took an Uber from there, which was another 30 minutes, and, you know, show up at the show.
Yeah. And the easy added peasy benefit, I mean, the hotel would cost you at least $300 easy. And then if you weren't flying, you'd probably get roped into drinking with all these divers who have a tendency to drink like fish. And that would raise your bill. But now you're a pilot, you can't drink. So that keeps you out of trouble.
No, that kept me out of the rum tax after 4 o'clock at DEMA.
Right.
Everybody's got shots of rum from their particular islands. I think there was some Fijian rum being served by Steve Darling.
I've heard this.
Pass on that.
That was very unofficial, by the way. I don't know what you're talking about, really. But yeah, you know, like I said, divers are kind of crazy. When they're not diving, you don't drink and dive. But if you don't dive, you might as well drink. That's just kind of how it works in the dive industry. But yeah, it's a great event, big party. But like I said, since you're flying, you're probably our designated assistant for some of the divers that might have had a shot of rum too many, myself included. But yeah, it's just what we do. But it was good. Yeah, I mean, the thing that you were, like you said, you came up, it was efficient, it was cost effective, and you covered the base in a much shorter amount of time than, you know, people like me that are actually working in the industry got to be there for 4 days. I mean, you covered pretty much, I would say at least what you did the day you came up, that would take a typical person at least 2 days to cover. And you were able to zip in, zip out, and do it in a few days and see a bunch of stuff. So that's good. That's what general aviation is all about. But that wasn't the only thing you did, right? You were flying even before you came up for the big dive event. Were you zipping around getting gas what?
No, after that, too, I've had to do a couple of family trips here. I've been back to Orlando a third time this month, just this week, and then had to go over to Vero Beach. So I've been all over the state of Florida. It's been fantastic.
Yeah. Now other than
just
the weather's been pretty good, hasn't it?
The weather has been great.
Right.
Temperatures are awesome. We haven't had we're out of that thunderstorm season where you get the pop-up storms every afternoon. So it's fantastic. Get in the airplane and go. And, it's nice. I was able to fly with my son even. And so was messing around with the Lena Peak operations on the airplane. And we were flying back and forth to Orlando at 5,500 feet. Burning less than 10 gallons an hour.
Nice.
Running at about 30 degrees Lena Peak, and it was just purring. I wanted to get some, new baseline numbers because, it's been a few years since we put the engine in, and I just haven't had a chance to sit down and actually lean it all the way out and check the fuel flows and then pull the data and go put it into the analysis tool online. We did all that, and, what a difference.
Yeah. And you're saying you're getting just below 10 gallons an hour?
Yeah, we're 9.5 gallons an hour. Mm-hmm. And by running Lena Peak, we're only losing 5 knots, but we're saving 3+ gallons an hour of fuel. I think I'll take that sacrifice.
That's not too shabby. And that's booking how fast?
150.
Okay. That ain't bad at all.
150 knots.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's pretty good. Yeah. But when you talk about the time of year, he's referring to the fact that it's not, sweat fest and your Mooney 201 just, taxiing out. That's usually what we have here in Florida. And the temps have cooled off quite dramatically, actually. The last week was the coldest it's been in Orlando for the year so far. So it's like, we're topping off in the 70s and it's cooling down as low as 60s and even dipped down a little lower last week.
Yeah, the week before last, we had it down into the 40s for overnight lows.
Yeah, but that's perfect flying weather, and it does beat the 90-plus humidity, sweat fest that we typically have, especially coming out of summer, where you can, walk outside for 5 minutes, come back in drenching wet, and log it, in your dive logbook as a scuba dive, because you're literally underwater, you feel like it after. So those days are gone for at least a month. I don't know. Maybe how long.
Probably till about March. I think that's when things start to switch again. We start getting into that pattern of afternoon thunderstorms.
And right.
But rainy season again.
We are in the sweet spot in Florida weather right now. So we got to take advantage of it. So you did that. Do you got any other plans? Have you already made your plans for the holidays to do any flying or what?
I do need to get over to Fort Lauderdale or the Keys or both. I coming off of the DEMA show, definitely the bug is further set on getting scuba diving in. I've got some new gear that needs to have salt added, and there's only one way to do that. So, maybe I'll convince my daughter to go with me. I mean, she's a school teacher, so she's got all next week off here in Florida. So.
Oh. Okay.
Maybe I got a dive buddy there that'll come with me.
Well, there you got that. And of course, you can always zip back up here to Orlando, pick me up. We'll run down there and do some diving if it's worth it.
I'm sure you would love to do that.
Yeah, I would love that. Are you kidding me? Yeah, we got to
check with Sam and see what the lobsters look like in the Keys. If he's going to be around, I got to check into that too.
Well, yeah, there's rumors of a Bimini run too between now or right after Thanksgiving. There's some chatter of some friends of mine that want to do something in Bimini. So we'll see if that all pans out. Nothing major, but we got a couple little quick things. That's a beautiful thing. Like you said, the weather's so perfect right now to just do that $100 hamburger run or, hey, let's run down to Key West and, eat some stone crabs.
I feel like some sloppy Joes.
Well, exactly. A little bit of that going on. So, holidays kind of get in that mood. Christmas in the Keys. There's so many ideas I got for you, Dennis.
I'm sure there's great Christmas presents that can be bought on Duval Street.
Yes, right? As long as they include me and as far as you picking me up and including me in your parasitic drag. All right, more coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.